Welcome to today's podcast where we explore the ethical dimensions of technology in education, particularly in the context of supporting learners on the autism spectrum. Before we dive into the key issues and look at how these considerations play out in real life, just a couple of things about me. My name is Victoria, I'm a teacher/RBT, and I've been working with autistic students for more than 3 years. So let's get started. The first thing I'd love to mention is student privacy, which is a fundamental concern. Just imagine a situation where a school introduces an app to track student progress, including data on communication skills for autistic learners. In one case, a parent discovered that sensitive information, such as specific social interactions their child struggled with, was visible to other parents in the app due to poorly configured privacy settings. This breach not only violated confidentiality, but also caused distress for the family. This highlights the importance of evaluating technology carefully and ensuring privacy protections are in place. Child safeguarding is another crucial area we'd love to mention here. Take the example of an autistic learner who participated in an online classroom forum. Due to the learner's trust in nature and difficulty interpreting social cues, they shared personal information, leading to contact from strangers. This situation emphasizes the need for active monitoring and providing learners with explicit lessons on online safety, and also teaches how to protect them from such risks. When it comes to digital citizenship, we see opportunities to empower our learners. Picture a classroom activity where students are tasked with creating and sharing videos on an educational platform. One autistic student posted a video but shared unintended personal details like the home address, for example. The educator used this as a teachable moment, explaining the importance of setting boundaries and reviewing the content before sharing. Such real-life moments underscore the need for tailored guidance to help autistic learners navigate digital spaces responsibly. Lastly, equitable access to resources remains a persistent challenge. A family might recount the experience of how their autistic child thrived using specialized software in a classroom setting. However, when transitioning to a new school district with fewer resources, the student lost access to this technology, leading to setbacks in their learning and communication. This example illustrates how inequitable access can have real consequences, making advocacy for funding and resource allocation vital. These real-life examples, and yes, moments of confusion, remind us that technology isn't just about shiny gadgets. It's about people, relationships, and inclusion. When we approach it thoughtfully and ethically, with a commitment to privacy, safety, and equity, we create classrooms where every learner feels valued and empowered. For autistic learners in particular, technology can be a transformative tool, opening doors, unlocking potential, and fostering independence. But here's the exciting part. As educators, we're not just users of technology, we're trailblazers. We have the power to shape the narrative, advocate for equitable access, and ensure that every tool we use serves as a stepping stone to success rather than a stumbling block. When technology is paired with compassion, creativity, and a deep understanding of our learners, the possibilities are endless. So let's rise to the challenge. Let's redefine what's possible in the digital age for education. And let's ensure that every learner, whether neurotypical or autistic, feels seen, supported, and empowered to thrive in a world where technology works for them, not against them. Thank you for listening.